بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم قال دخلت مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو يوعك فقلت يا رسول الله إنك توعك وعكا شديدا قال أجل إلى آخر الحديث. We are still in this chapter of to exercise patience and the great virtues of making sabr and exercising patience. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that I went to Nabiyya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion, wa huwa yu'aku, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a very high fever at that time. فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ إِنَّكَ تُوعَكُ وَعَكًا شَدِيدًا. I said, O Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are experiencing a very, very high fever. قَالَ أَجَلْ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, I have got this very high fever. إِنِّي أُوعَكُ كَمَا يُوعَكُ رَجُلَانِ مِنْكُمْ. And he said that my fever that I experience is like two people of you. If you experience fever so much, it is more double than what you people get, so much more is my fever which I get. فَقُلْتُ ذَلِكَ إِنَّ لَكَ أَجْرَيْنِ. I said, is that now that O Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you will receive a double reward also. The more the difficulty, the more the reward as well. قَالَ أَجَلْ. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, that is the case. That when the amount of difficulty a person goes through, to that extent he gets his reward from Allah Ta'ala on the condition that he makes sabr and he accepts it that it is from Allah Ta'ala. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further explained, مَا مِن مُسْلِمٍ يُصِيبُهُ أَذًا. That there isn't any Muslim that any injury reaches him, he has any difficulty, any problem, مُسْلِمْ أَذًا. شَوْكَةً فَمَا فَوْقَهَا. And even just the prick of a thorn or even anything worse than that. إِلَّا كَفَّرَ اللَّهُ بِهَا سَيِّئَاتِهِ. But because of the difficulty that he experiences, Allah Ta'ala forgives his sins for him. That is the minor sins and those sins that don't have to do with Allah, that is with fellow beings, that have to be sorted out. But the sins that are with Allah that we have committed and which are minor, they are being forgiven. وَحُفَّتْ عَنْهُ ذُنُوبُهُ. And his sins fall away from him. كَمَا تَحُدْتُ شَجَرَةُ وَرَقَهَا. Just as a tree sheds its leaves in the season of autumn, how a tree sheds its leaves, like that whenever a person goes through any difficulty, any problem, so much so it comes, like for example, we had our pen, miswak, in the right pocket, and when we looked for it, we didn't find it. Now, after researching it for a little bit, we found it. Even that little difficulty is also rewarded by Allah, and our sins are forgiven. But all this is with that condition that we make sabr, we accept it wholeheartedly, that it is from Allah, and Allah has meant it for me, and I accept it as such. But if we start fighting against it, and we want to fight against Allah also, na'udhu billah, then in that case we don't get those rewards. So whatever difficulties come, we should be ready for it with patience. We don't expect rewards. We shouldn't ask problems. We shouldn't ask for problems. But when they come, then we should accept them, that they are from Allah, and we should not be angry about them. To solve the problem is no problem. We go into whatever problem it is, medical, legal, we try and sort the problem out. That is no problem with that. To have a solution to it, we work against it. But to fight against it, that why am I singled out for this? why did this happen to me? I don't deserve this, etc. That should not be the case. So any difficulty that comes to a Muslim, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala rewards him that his sins are forgiven, and Allah raises his stages also. So whenever any difficulties, hardships come, we should tolerate them patiently, accept them. It is good for our own mental state also, our physical state also, and for everyone around us as well. وَآخِرُ دَوَانَا